today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome. So today we're going to speak about patience.
Love is everywhere. So much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran. I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be
But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Friday, is the 9th of Ramadan, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, and 11th of Farvardin, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and 31st of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is the Holy Quran. This is verse 83, and this is chapter Yusuf. Please listen to it, then we talk more.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قال بل سولت لكم أنفسكم أمرا فصبر جميل عسى الله أن يأتيني بهم جميعا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ
Jacob said, Rather, your souls have enticed you to something, so patience is most fitting. Perhaps Allah will bring them to me all together. Indeed, it is He who is the knowing, the wise.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Maintaining patience is a practice prevalent among the men of Allah, and a good patience in a believer is the kind that one surrenders oneself to Allah without complaining about His will. One must never despair of Allah's omnipotence. Solving old and new problems are both alike once the issue in question is Allah's will. Allah is able to bring together in one place yesterday's Yusuf and today's brother after many years.
باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن
Now what is patience? What is sabr? Patience, or in Arabic term sabr, is a core characteristic to the ethos of Islam, a concept that is constantly repeated in the Holy Quran. Ramadan is a month where we are put to the test. Ramadan is a month where we are able to practice patience at a much higher level. Patience is to endure any hardship, difficulty, and trial in a way that pleases Allah. It is to bear any circumstance, knowing that it is the divine decree of Allah for things to be as they are, and only Allah can elevate us from those difficulties. It is to expect reward from no one other than Allah for having bear the difficulties with patience. Allah tells us in the Holy Quran in several verses about practicing patience. One of them is in chapter 2, verse 153. O believers, seek comfort in patience and prayer. Allah is truly with those who are patient.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We want to talk about the relationship between patience and the holy month of Ramadan. In some of the commentary and tafsir books, it has been said that patience is the same fasting. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ When it has been translated and interpreted, it has been said that salat is quite clear, that is prayers, that the prayers that we have and we perform on a regular basis. But sab means fasting, that is get closer, and that means that get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for his help through prayers and through fasting. What we would consider extremely difficult to do outside of Ramadan becomes easy in this holy month. Fasting, recommended prayers or nawafil, increasing in giving charity and getting more connected with Al-Quran. The relationship between patience and Ramadan is also strongly related. The best way to build patience is to fast. This is why Ramadan is your patience training program. So let's see what is sabr. Patience or sabr is a core characteristic to the ethos of Islam, a concept that is consistently repeated in the Holy Quran. Ramadan is the month where we put to the test, where we are put to the test. Ramadan is the month where we are able to practice patience at a much higher level. Patience is to endure any hardship, difficulty, and trial in a way that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. It is to bear any circumstance, knowing that it is the divine decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for things to be as they are, and only Allah can elevate us from those difficulties. It is to expect reward from no one other than Allah for having bared the difficulties with patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran in several verses about practicing patience. O believers, seek comfort in patience and prayers. Allah is truly with those who are patient. This is chapter 2, verse 153. In chapter 70, verse 5, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, So endure this denial, O Prophet, with beautiful patience. Again, in another chapter 31, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my dear son, establish prayer, encourage what is good and forbid what is evil, and endure patiently whatever befalls you. Surely this is a resolve to aspire to. And the last verse that I want to thank you very much, dear brothers and sisters, for staying tuned and listening to this show. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
Be with IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Every day for 15 minutes.
ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد ومضات خير للعباد ومضات نور للفؤاد.
And of course, this month, the holy month of Ramadan, is the best month to practice patience. While we are fasting during the blessed days of Ramadan, it comes as a time of training for Muslims. We spend our days without eating, without drinking, and avoiding all such activities that might become a reason for Allah's displeasure. We control ourselves from committing impermissible acts, spend our nights in worship, and give charity to the less fortunate members of society. All these activities help us practice self-control, modesty, and compassion so that we reflect back and self-assess our inner conscience. This entire struggle of performing tasks during the month of Ramadan is the best way rewards attaining the Almighty's favor.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم منك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجاء يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الله الله يا ربي يا الله الله يا ربي يا الله.
Today's special on the month of Ramadan you're listening to. Ramadan is the month of patience. In Ramadan, we go through a good training of patience. We experience high ethics in our own worlds. We accustom our stomach to patience by not eating anything though we are hungry, by not drinking even a sip of water, though our throat dries out of thirst. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, says the fast of Ramadan, which is the month of patience, and the fast of 3 days of each month, clean all evils in the heart. As is stated in the hadith, another name for Ramadan is the month of patience. In another hadith, the Prophet says, fasting is the half of patience. And he thus highlights the importance of patience in fasting.
One of the beautiful concepts that the Holy Quran promotes is the concept of patience. The patient ones have a very high status in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Holy Quran grants an infinite, unlimited reward to the patient ones. The deeds that we offer, they have a value. They have a price tag when it comes to the reward that we receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except for patience. The reward for patience is infinite. The Holy Quran states, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. The patient ones will be given their reward without any count. Infinitely, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them. And we find in other parts of the Quran how the patient ones interact in times of tragedy, how they react in times of difficulty. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah speaks about the trials of this dunya. Allah tries us with the loss of lives, with a reduction in food, a financial crisis, other types of crises. During those crises, what does the patient one do? قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. They say, we belong to Allah and to Him we shall return. I recognize that the Almighty God is the one who is trying me, and therefore I find patience in that. The Holy Quran states, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. These patient ones will receive special salawat, blessings, prayers from Allah, وَرَحْمَةٌ, and an additional mercy. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. And they are the guided ones.
Dear brothers and sisters, I wish you this Ramadan. You are gifted with blessings of Allah and many treasures, moments of joy. Ramadan Mubarak, and keep us in your dua and supplication. Fi amanillah.
الحمد لله.